Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
And a pleasure to good evening, everyone, across the great state of Alabama and the southeastern United States. I'm Brian Houseworth, live in studio for your national championship halftime scoreboard update. Normally, at this time, I give you the scores from the SEC and around the nation. It is completely hectic, quite frankly. It's crazy in here on most Saturdays. This is actually the one game I actually get to see and really get to talk about. Great to have with us as our special halftime guest live with us from Alabama, the legendary coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, and he's also a member of both the Alabama and Texas Sports Hall of Fames, Coach Gene Stallings. Coach, can you hear me?
Brian, I can, and I wish I couldn't, but I can.
I understand because of everything that is going on in the game. First of all, great to have you with us tonight. I want to start with your reaction to this first half. 31-16, Clemson in that quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He's so good.
Yeah, and, you know, the start off of the interception that went for a touchdown, and Alabama was running the ball extremely well, moving the ball. I don't know statistically, but I'd say the first quarter, Alabama just completely dominated the game.
Right.
But the interceptions really hurt them because one went for a touchdown and then one put the ball on around the 50-yard line, so they didn't have to go far to score. Clemson did a good job pressuring the quarterback a time or two, forced him to fumble the football, and they got it back. But I felt like the key to the game was going to be if Clemson could put some pressure on the quarterback, because this so far nobody's been able to pressure him. And we've just played a half, and who would ever have thought that Clemson would have scored 31 points against Alabama the first half? And but it's been a well-played game. Coach Saban really showed some guts when he went for it on fourth and one. I was saying you need to punt the football because if Clemson would have stopped them, and it was close, and they wouldn't have had very far to go to get another score. But anyway, they made it, and that was a key play, in my opinion, when Alabama made that fourth and one. Alabama started off like 9 out of 11, mm-hmm. completely dominated the game. I think that one time Alabama probably had the ball 20-something minutes to Clemson's 8 or 9, but things changed, and I think the interceptions was a big difference in the game.
I completely agree. And to your point, Coach Stallings, you're right on the mark about those two interceptions. They were huge. Alabama has actually outgained Clemson, outgained them 266 to 224, and yet they're down 31-16. You've been there. You've been the coach for Alabama. You've spent so much time there. Take us into the huddle. What's your sense? What do you think Coach Saban is saying to his team right now?
He's going to say something like this. You know, man, we got them just about where we want them. We didn't play very well. We're just behind 16 points. And if we'd play a lick, we can score 15 or 20 points. And defensively, we ought to be able to hold them to nothing. We're going to start off receiving the football. And the first 5 or 6 minutes of the second half is awfully important. That they can take the ball down the first series and score, which I think they can. Then they'll be right back in the ball game. He's not going to be negative. He's going to be as positive as he can. And the guys they just gave up a couple interceptions, and the quarterback has done a great job to this point. It just wasn't one of his better halves, and yet he still threw a long touchdown pass. But Alabama's still in the game. There's no question about that.
No doubt about it. 31-16, Clemson is leading Alabama. Coach Stallings, if you could hang on through the break, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get a few more questions for you about the second half, what you expect to see, a little bit more about your career. We'll do that in our next segment, and we'll wrap it up. I'm Brian Houseworth. Coach Stallings will join me in just a moment again for our second segment. This is Alabama Crimson Tide football from Learfield.